Hi, Nani. Hi, Grandma.
Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was talking to Juliet.
Lovely. Give her my love.
How are you?
Good.
What?
She's still in the hospital. D'Amelio's dad told Token he isn't your friend Ishtish. He's there for business. Some interview, Dick. Token calls the D'Amelio's up and coming TikTok stars. I don't know the platform was called up and coming. I thought, oh, this was known for 3 years. You're so fucking weird, bro. I thought it was all more or less hearsay, like a chat room. I've known before the fight starts, all hearsay. Y'all joking, no matter who. Done it for a little. Did you have bros? So for song code is all he knowin' in the Sunday. You both beat him up and go ahead to head and knock it out in the roundabout. You're gonna get a win around him every single time. But he's gonna go in for your family first and every little lovey before. You saw a rope of dope to actually deplete and knock you out and so you don't trip a departed than a type of a dialogue driker. No more games in his really life of my gates. Still getting no prototype in the media. People even like your clothes to y'all. You're just so mad at yourself, jerking most rap too. So naive every day, so gullible. Really close and easy to trust it in the quickest fuck. And they easily really to the fine fuck beliefs. Who really aren't that funny and it seems cool and nice or something. It's an amazing you can see down with the people and they're going into the bed and really be like a white recall's bust in the head and want to save the society and benefit his leader. But he called it manifesto and I call it constitution. So we're psycho shooters and in the founding of our country, and of course, they'll do henchmen. But if you grab it, then I'm a mass murderer, and better for. He always wanted to win the culture war. And when he can't be asked for Hitlerish child, and really tries to kill the dodge. Inflectionary, and reason is scary. Leaves on the streets of hallucinatory, revolutionary grace, weighing down the harmless one. Like the Joker's obelisk, gonna torment my delinquent. Grab the enemy, now it's a dream of the father, go harder. And it's 2:48 a.m. thinking about not going and killing my best friend. Hello, love.
Well, if you're gonna curse, I won't listen.
Ain't you a golly wally bolly dobbo, stupid smither
wasn't I first.
Who is this?
You don't curse the grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Can you hear me?
All right.
I love you, and that's it.
I love you.
No cursing. Did you go outside today? Was a warm day?
It's hot.
You in the house all day?
Maybe.
Did you see your brother?
I'm seeing my brother. I'm seeing my brother. I'm seeming my bread, dear.
You speak in the English?
I'm seeming my bread, dear. My brother. My brother.
Where did you see him?
I'm seeming my brother.
You saw your brother? Don't talk like a sissy. It's unbecoming. Talk mannish. You have a good vocabulary. You're a smart boy. You can teach speech and English.
All right.
Stop being and bring yourself down to a jerk. Keep yourself high up in the air. see your kid. Brains, independence, make some money. Don't be a lemon. Okay?
All right.
You're a charming guy. Okay?
Sure.
You've got a lot of charm. Don't bring yourself down.
Well, women
stay up there with using a good vocabulary. You know what words that people in the street don't know. And you don't curse.
An artistic man. The one who wrote of unusual things or unusual feelings had more than common men of the streets, businessmen, etc. But to see that's not true. Artists only heighten what is true, but they themselves may not be as real as the guy next door. We only realize the sense of reality and heighten it to a sharpened point, and that's called art. But they themselves may not be worthwhile creatures. But with some women, they think that men in the arts or great poets, great writers, or semi-great writers might have something extra.
Who's this?
But it's not true. They don't have anything extra. They just do different things in a different way. Perhaps in a more unkind way to reach what they're trying to explain in themselves. It doesn't make a better man. So she thought in me she could find something more gentle, more kind. Actually, she found the reverse. So it doesn't matter. But they don't want to live with it. All of them have come to see me.
This guy looks like
change.
A fucked up, twisted sibling of Harvey Keitel in the most interesting way. His name is Charles Bukowski. I've heard them.
They're trying to say they're interested in the evilness and the happiness of the difference.
Yeah.
And that's what attracts them. The moment they
since
meet me, they
being
try to
fresh,
change me into them, which is not evil, interesting, or anything
boyfriends.
At all.
So
I resent that, and I revolt to it.
A ship of yardsmen.
A what?
A ship of yardsmen.
You joined the army?
Yeah.
You joined the army?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea. You'll learn some things in the army.
Yeah.
You're not going to work. You may as well work in the army. You get paid for.
They pay you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The government pays the salary.
I didn't know that.
I don't know how much.
I thought it was volunteer
only.
I don't
think so often. And you put your life on stake. That's pretty dangerous, you know.
Really?
I mean, God forbid you're shipped out into a war zone, even though we're not in a war zone at the moment. But
Chicago,
maybe. You wouldn't want to be in.
Why?
Oh, it's a war zone.
What do you mean by that?
Bullets.
Are you trying to say I'm not man enough? You mean I'm a sissy?
You got an education. You could do something good for yourself other than the army.
Hmm.
It's not a bad idea.
The army pays on average 30K with annual topping at 50. It's pretty good. It's more than I made in my first job.
What? What's that kind of a job you want?
A desk job with a blow job.
What kind of a job you want?
Blow job boy.
No, a nice job. A state job. You could take a It's a test.
Blowy, 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 blowy.
You want to inquire from the New York State what tests a young man could try. Tell them you have a college education. You may get a desk job. You're a smart boy, honey. You could be something, maybe a big deal, something, you know? Look into it. It's state job. You would take a test, and I bet you would do well. Hold on a minute. I have to fix a window. Okay, I shut the window. It got cold. It was a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day today. Why don't you go out and get fresh air on your face?
My brother's taking me out on the boat.
Who's going to pick you up?
My bride there.
Oh, the rider?
Yeah.
The driver?
Yeah.
He'll watch where he takes you.
Okay.
He can take you someplace and beat you up and take your money, your little money that you got, and throw you to the wolves.
If I go near a school again, I go to jail for the rest of my life.
If you have to be a teacher, you can be a teacher and be
a Schwitzer? A Schwitzer?
That's good.
A Schwitzer?
I don't pay too much.
I am a fixer.
But you get a lot of days off with pay, I think.
A Schwitzer teacher?
What? Yeah, fever?
Yeah.
Why, you sick?
I'm schwitzing.
What?
My schwitz is off a wax illness.
Why don't you go to the doctor?
Because they whack. They sell my balls head and it's waxed and filming.
What balls is your honey? Your stomach?
My grandmother's speech.
Huh? What balls is you, honey?
Molly.
Molly the doctor?
Yeah.
No, honey. Why don't you go to the doctor? What bothers you, sweetheart?
My head.
What?
My thoughts.
Maybe next week, mommy says we'll come out to see you. Then you get something good to eat. So what else is new? Who's the little girl that comes all the time and never shows up?
Heffy.
No, to your house.
Oh, Heshy.
Esther? Who? An uncle?
Heshy, my love. Heshy.
Oh, Heffy?
Yeah.
Oh, what is she, a fat lady?
She's an old woman.
What?
She's my uncle's aunt.
Oh, she's uncle?
Has she, my love? Has she?
Who is she related to?
She comes with a big black woman. She met me on Facebook. She brings a black woman. That was who was talking.
Who is she related to?
Marty.
And who's Marty?
My uncle.
Somebody in your place?
Yeah. Barney.
Marty?
Harvey.
Oh, Harvey. Oh, Harvey's son?
Yeah.
Oh, is she as nice as him?
Yeah.
How did she know you?
She's nicer. The black woman introduced us once.
Oh, I see.
Heshy, my love. Heshy.
Tessie is her name?
Yeah, Heshy.
Tessie? She pretty?
She's beautiful. She's about 96.
96?
Yes, my daughter.
Oh, come on.
No. Haven't you seen her?
You may be 69.
What's that one, though?
You went out with her?
Yeah.
She's looking for your money.
I know.
Was it to treat it for dinner?
Yeah, I bought her sushi.
Oh?
Hmm.
Did you eat yourself?
No.
So what don't you feel good, honey?
My heart aches.
Why?
My heart, my dear. My heart.
Your phone is in?
It's hard on.
What's wrong with your phone?
I keep getting hard ons for.
You can't order stuff?
Yeah.
You order so much junk.
Because my friend tried to kill my mom.
You got so much junk.
That's not what you said.
Stop with the ordering. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
You want to open a toy factory?
Yeah, but I stopped. Yeah.
You're buying stuff and buying like a baby. What's wrong with you?
I know. I feel like shit.
Go and have a good dinner. Go and have a good movie. Go see your show, and then said you're buying junk.
Yeah, I'm stopping.
So why don't you stop?
Okay.
You want to buy something, buy a nice pair of pants, buy a nice shirt for the summer, nice shorts. You're going to go to the Hamptons.
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein's aunt. Got me a nice gift. Harvey Weinstein's aunt came over.
What'd you say?
I was hanging out with Harvey Weinstein's aunt and the black woman.
Harvey Weinstein, that gangster?
Yeah.
You hang out with him?
Yeah, I hang out with Jewish gangsters.
What are you talking about?
That's where I went to visit today.
He's in the jail.
Yeah.
So what are you, his lawyer?
Try and be.
Yeah, you'll get arrested. You're not a lawyer.
Oh. You're right.
What made you take your Harvey Weinstein? He's a sick man.
Yeah.
Very sick man. It's in my head.
Yeah.
Go out to dinner with Harrison
sometime? Yeah, my dear. I'm going out with my brother.
Good. You went to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, Mommy gave you the tickets?
No.
So how'd you go?
We will. Don't worry about it.
You paid?
Yeah.
Mommy had tickets.
Yeah. Mommy, we're not going yet.
Oh. Alex, when will we see you? Mommy says maybe we'll come out next week.
Okay. What?
You will have a decent meal.
What, honey?
Something to eat.
My dear.
No, I will go to a restaurant.
My love. I have to tell you something horrible Ryan did.
What? Harvey Weinstein?
Ryan. Worse.
Your friend Ryan?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He offered to take out my mom for her inheritance.
He offered to what?
Eliminate mother. And then he said I had to give him half the money in inheritance so he could do drugs.
I don't understand.
He said
he
would...
kill somebody?
Yes. Yes, ask
Are
him.
Crazy?
Yes, so I had to dead him.
He wanted to kill somebody's mother?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he wanted our money.
I thought he was a good guy.
No, that was Brian. Yeah.
Don't hang around with him.
Oh, I did.
You're thrown behind bars.
I lost his number. I love my mother.
You lost the money? What were you doing with his money?
He stole from me a lot, actually.
He gave it to you to loan?
He's a shark.
I don't understand, Alex. First of all, Alex, you always lie. I don't know
this one's
if you're
for real.
Lying now or you didn't.
This is true.
Because you never tell the truth.
This one I swear.
Out, you lie too much to me and I don't want to hear it.
This is the show.
I don't want to hear it. You have to learn what's good and what's bad.
I'm not fucking lying. Believe
me.
We're
going to get you in trouble.
Believe me. All right, I'm lying.
Don't get you in trouble.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
They're
looking for guys. They think you've got a lot of money?
Yeah.
They'll knock you down for money.
I know.
So why are you bothering with people?
I thought he'd be different.
Money?
I thought he'd be different.
What are you trying to do?
Nothing.
Stay away.
Okay.
Get a good job. You've been moving in Brooklyn. Don't bother with anybody else.
Yeah.
Look for trouble.
Only Brooklyn people, the nice guys.
And stay away from troublemakers. They'll put you in jail and you'll never get out.
Yeah.
Behind cell bars and they beat you up in jail too.
Yeah.
You better not get into trouble. Why are you getting in trouble? Get a good job with a good citizen.
Yeah.
And be a good American boy.
Right. American boy. American boy. American boy. American boy. Is that how it goes? Right, just sing on some no
Alex,
word.
I want you to grow up into a gentleman, not a bum in the street.
I harass people on the internet.
You better clean up your act. Nobody wants you.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Let my ass up buckling till I tried it. Myself being bad, but I now see ugly and it's not constitution or manifesto. What one revolt could have been do? Contra Island Ben found by Wahlberg, Brian and okay, even though they kill each other almost random. I have the year of the Civil War. We interned from 1850, 1960, 2040. It's just started 5 years ago. In fairness, it was bubbling up. For 75 years, it's life is hard. You can blame everybody or any else but you when you want to. There's a solution that can reverse all your pain or two. Stupid too. Who cares? Too far. You can't meet. Good night, Grandma. I love you, dear. I love you. The sickest part, I hate myself. Throw it on the shelf, can I wish it still fell. Living in the world, we're trying right. And I'm lying, bitch. Didn't pray on my downfall, my mom's murdering. We all had no fun for it. Loving could be as optimistic as humanly possible. I hate that I'd want. Yeah, but the truth is like medicine, it hurts. To ingest it, involved, dissolve the old fabric. Of space trash, why the hell is both the ladies dressed on Savior? Yes, I swear I'll never take you to anything. Good night, dear. Good night, dear. Good night. My dear, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you, Toby. I Toby, you love her. I'll miss you. Oh, my love. Oh, my dear.
What? Yeah, did you want to talk? Why do you think I need to talk to a professional?
Just finish. How long ago did this happen?
What? The message, the recording I sent you?
Yeah.
How long
ago did that conversation
3 nights ago.
It's very recent.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Why are you blaming it on me? Your boyfriend told me that he wanted to kill me last year.
I just realized.
No.
Okay.
I write a lot.
But it's not good, healthy.
It's not. Well, the good news is, it doesn't look like I'll probably be finding a job remote, so I'll probably have to go into an office somewhere, so I'll either be here commuting or living somewhere, like, near a job in the future. I'm at...
Well, I don't know about that. That has nothing to do with this.
Oh.
I mean, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you is whether you're working or you're not working, when you're in person or you're not, you have to, like, kind of get out of your head and start interacting and trying very hard to have, like, a social type of thing, because you wouldn't
yeah.
thing.
No!
And,
why?
And, like,
no!
I mean, it is upsetting, but you just...
Oh, you think I'm dwelling?
Somewhat, yeah.
Well, I thought you never even talked about it with me. You said some things to me this morning, and we don't talk. We haven't really talked about it. I'm sure you'll talk about it more with me when I see you. So why are you saying I'm
about
blonde?
This? About
yeah.
this? Well, I just didn't like the way you sounded either. It sounded like you were, like, I know what you mean, that's because if you're in shock with someone or something.
No, my entire worldview was changed within 6 minutes. So I was very upset with myself that I sounded casual. I didn't sound calculated in any way. I completely sounded like jokey, like, oh yeah, like any like an idiot, retarded little brat.
I don't think you sounded so retarded. I don't think you
yeah, I did.
Telling things about
no, that's how I think I
about
sounded.
About
no, I'm really upset that I didn't tell him to fuck himself and hang up.
Forget him. He's nothing in your life at this
He's
point.
Nothing.
And just forget him. And he did a good deed for you. And but
yeah, but, you know, I never really knew him. Because he only knew me when he was getting things out of me, like, closely. And he never bothered with me when he could never get anything out of me.
Listen, this is not about him.
It's not?
This is about you choosing to hang out with a person like this. And interact and get to hear it.
I don't get it, though, when I do everything right and you literally keep your boyfriend around when he tells me, like, to kill me and you promote him and things. I don't get how my thing is, like, so much worse when I literally want to kill this person. Yeah, my temper. I don't have a temper at all yet. I concoctively want to kill him because he would take away everything that is important and grave in my life. And that he said, we don't talk. Him and I haven't talked the past year and a half. We have not been friends. We saw each other once because he forced himself to come up because I blocked him and stuff. So yeah, he knows where this room is in my fortress that I have here. This, like, stable of a makeshift, it's a kingdom here. It could also be a dungeon. But if he's ever here, I'll call the Brooklyn PD and they'll escort him out if the building won't. What was I saying, though?
I really think you need to talk to, like, a professional person about this whole thing. This is too much. It's, like, really too much.
It upset me so much. But
you need to take it to a doctor and see what he thinks about it.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Besides going through all of your history and everything else, you don't have to do that. Just right for this moment, you should say that this is, like, somebody I've been hanging out with, and I had an overdose with him. Listen to what he said, and then you should take it from there. Because I'm telling you, you know, this is, you shouldn't even be associating.
Yeah, but you promoted your boyfriend. I dubbed this person.
No, my boyfriend is nothing like that. He's nothing like that, and you know.
To you, then you see a different side of him that looks like Ryan, even worse at times than Ryan.
No. Saying something in anger, which was not right and not appropriate either, is very different than a person's actions.
But you promoted yours and I'm dead in mine. I think you need to see the psychologist.
I'm not having this conversation with you.
Oh my god. I knew I shouldn't have showed her the recording. Oh my god. She's gonna withhold the toys and find a podcast and throw my thousands of dollars of collectibles packaged away. I am a sociopath. Awful. Absolutely. Shitty brain god awful then. I won't do that. What's new?
What does that mean? Don't start that nonsense again.
Okay. No, it's poetry. Ridiculous. Yeah.
But listen, let me just tell you something. Instead of feeling hate towards him,
yeah,
or whatever,
it's bad.
Don't feel hate towards him.
Really?
No.
Why not?
No. Because if you feel sorry for him.
I do. I feel sorry that the world has to have people like him and that they have to live with themselves. I don't have any of those problems.
He's obviously in a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain.
He is. He's in deep person.
You don't talk like that. Deep pain, and it's obvious, you know, that it has something to do with his past. It's just very obvious. So, I mean, although it's horrible, hideous, like, probably absolutely crazy and insane, but also vicious and hateful and all that other thing to say, you have to understand something. The best thing to do is just like remove yourself from him, but don't get him angry and don't get him upset, and just remove yourself from him.
Yeah,
and that's what I don't understand. That
what? I blocked him the night it happened.
All right, but
right after the call. Well, you were the one talking to me about it, so.
Well, I'm just saying, you shouldn't have repeated it to Strike Force. You should not.
He's an asshole at the very best.
But then why did you?
Because I thought he was a friend. That's why I told him.
He's not.
These people don't have the capacity to feel love. No, they did all the drugs together. I was never even there for that stuff. They never even invited me. They never thought highly of me.
It's like everything has its time and place, and don't hate him. Just, if anything, feel sorry, but I wouldn't really want to personally associate with someone who said those things to me. I just wouldn't.
I don't.
And, you know, you have to.
I hate him.
Yeah,
that would be an answer if I saw him on the street. Exactly what you said. I mean, that's what I was planning on saying, because I don't have anything else to say. I don't have anything else to say. That would be the only thing I had to say. I wanted to say it to him that night, and that will be just one regret of the whole thing, aside from knowing him ever. And I'm not even thinking about him saving my life. It's irrelevant.
Well, if he has any brain, which he may not.
He doesn't.
If he has any brain, he has to think that that has something to do with him. I mean, he would have to think that because you said that, that it has something to do with it.
I don't think he thinks anything's wrong.
Try not to sit there analyzing Ryan's psychosis.
Yeah, it's bad.
You're at your own.
What? No, I was writing poetry about him. I made breakthrough. I made breakthroughs with myself.
Alright, well, that's good.
I don't sound it with my lispy autist way, but I did. So, I'll sound better.
You don't have a clear diagnosis either.
Yeah. I don't have clear friends either than that, so it's good to be a ground zero. What?
Well, you know, that's why I really think you need to talk to someone. you have a lot of issues. The fact that you would even be friends with someone like this, you know, it's just like a very bad judgment thing. Like, you know, why do you get yourself into a situation?
Yeah, well, you're dating someone who has said things about killing people, so that's why I was friends with someone like that.
No, I really don't.
Because we're both naive.
I really don't think it's the same at all.
But, sure. You know, that's good that you think that.
You could think it is.
I do think it's the same, even though Ryan's a million times worse, but the sentiment is exactly the same. The sentiment. Ryan's a million times worse because apathy. Joe did it in a spirit of this rage. Animal instinct. Like a bitten cat or a dog. And you're at his daughter's event with a child. Beautiful. Have fun. I heard you burping from what sounded like alcohol and forced greetings and the voicemail you left. But a second ago. I'll play the mail for you. And my beloved mom and Nani, anything, you two are my only priorities, and Harrison. And my aunts, I guess. Yeah. That's literally.
Wish her a happy birthday?
Yeah. And I texted people I don't even know if she responded to the birthday, because, like, I haven't been talking to her much. But, just am beside myself with horror, but you think it's, like, a psychologist that's my answer. But, like, I find psychology people can be very sociopathic, though.
Well, they're not really like that.
I know. I met a few, and I got unlucky, I would say. But I don't want to blame it on, like, that. But, like, I didn't meet... That's the truth. I didn't meet, like, any, like, genuinely nice ones, but I was also sampling from, like, random, like, New York men, and so that might select for a more sociopathic type, you know? Like, if you go to a small southern town, they may be better.
I do have some names in Brooklyn of people that have referred me names.
Yeah.
I don't
have anything to address. I really... Yeah, believe it or not, it's, like, I don't want to go on the elevator to see people, but that's not something you talk out real, because I talked about that with Joseph for a year, actually, about how I didn't like the subway and the elevator in my old building. We talked about it ad nauseum a year, and I'm sure you think it's unresolved, but people have preferences, and it's not normal to have no friends and to never leave, not at all. Like, but I'm adjusting to post-pandemic life, so give me a fucking break, bro. It's not
just that. I think you had this before. I don't think it was just because of the pandemic. I don't think, do you?
Well, I'm definitely off keel where it's, like, so obvious now. Like, I never liked to leave my room when I was, like, 5, but, like, a psychologist would never get to the bottom of why I didn't want to leave the room when I was 5, because, like, I've, like, spoken
to...
What? Well, they say years, like, 2 through, like, 7 is basically, like, everything that you become in life. Years 2 through, like, 6 or 7. Like, that's...
you can overcome things.
Well, I've clearly overcome a lot, in my opinion, at least. Clearly not in yours. Or maybe you think I do overcome a lot and I could just be better. Bad year.
Everybody could be better. Even if, you know,
I'm sure this is a lovely conversation you're having at some party, burping and farting. Did he like the gift or did it just get thrown? Oh, I guess you didn't get Zach a gift for Father's Day.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I just assumed. Like, if you got, like...
No, I'm home. I haven't even left.
Oh.
We're going to
4:30. Oh. It's
late.
Oh, okay. I thought you were showing up to, like, a 12:30 party or something.
No.
Okay. Well, I texted Anthony. He was very thankful.
Oh, nice. That was nice.
Are you in a room alone?
What?
You're not alone, are you?
I'm in the basement doing laundry.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
So about my psychoses, I don't, that's the thing though. I'm not denying that there's not problems, but like, I think, like, I don't even want to say that, but, like, I've been in the New York City, like, subway, and I don't like that vibe, and, like, because my building is so nice, and, like, to say, like, I don't like the, like, just dealing with the people in this elevator, I just feel it's kind of awkward, and, like, they look at you one way or another, and, like, it's literally, with small talk with people in the elevator, I literally feel like it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's how I feel about it. So it just takes a cognitive toll. And, like, I do have a gorgeous pier side, but, like, I would go to that with someone to, like,
a gorgeous what?
Pier? Pier?
Pier?
Pier. Isn't that what your problem is? That I don't look at the pier enough? I don't go outside? That's what, why you're saying I need to see a psychologist? Not, is it? Well, it's for the run.
Right?
Yeah,
it
is, but yeah, but like, so I tried to address that with Joseph. I didn't think it was normal either that I felt this way about even just the subway and things, like, years ago, and I've been that way my whole life. So some of it comes down to the person and the things they like, but I don't do it in the normal way. I don't do a lot of things in the normal way. You know that, to not even have to say.
Right.
But it's also not, like, that normal to, like, do some of the other things. I spend a lot of my time writing and studying code, and not, like, watching movies as much as, like, studying film history. Like, literally just, like, watching videos of, like, directors giving, like, analyzing directors interviewed from, like, the 70s and 80s. I have specific preference, and, like, although I don't love making small talk, or I feel it's awkward, or, like, I'm not the, I don't think I'm the biggest city person, to be honest. Too many people, in my opinion. Like, I love being in the Hamptons and going on walks there with you and things like that. So, like, to feel that I'm deformed for, like, being a bit of an introvert, but here... And I definitely don't do it in a normal way, but, like, that's how I feel, though. Like, I'll never like just being around all these people, so I just figure, like, why should I bother? But then I just end up looking like Giamatti's character in the movie.
That's all about being with a million people, but, like, I'm saying maybe look out in order to meet a peer group of like-minded.
Yeah, no, that's what I was getting at, that, like, a job in a cool... thing that I'm good at. I'm proficient in things. I just never seem to chase those things because I was a bit of a contradictionist. And I totally still am. And then I met a bag of people. Some good, some clearly the worst people you could ever imagine. And then the ones who stay are the ones who think they could get things if they're not already completely done with your own shit.
Right.
I would love it, like, to have been in, like, some art club. Not, like, even now I would take, like, a club to do painting or something, just because it's one thing that I have it to be, like, good enough.
Why
and
you
I
look into that? That's what
yeah, no, into that, that, oh, this must be it. Now, I just came to it, like, you did the Joseph thing where you literally just listened and didn't, Joseph therapist, not your Joe, though, but, like, how he would just listen, which is what therapists do, obviously, and whatever. And you say your thing. How I just realized I don't get along well in groups because I always like to be the best. So, like, if there's an outlet where I can actually do things and succeed, I end up doing very well. Clearly, like anyone. But, like, there's always a bit of a power struggle, and I just end up buzzing off for one reason or not. If, like... I feel people are doing something I'm not about. I was never big in team sports, you know, obviously. And
right,
things
right.
like that along that line. And that was the type of mole I kind of faced. And then I found a friend group. People didn't really start acting, like, totally super nice to me until really, like, Dad died. It seems like a lot of people wanted to hang out with me. And then it just seemed so much easier to make friends when I found people who liked my sense of humor and were willing to laugh at my jokes and thought I was, like, creative and cool and smart. But then some of the people that also were on the periphery, some people were smart, some people weren't smart. So I guess I always kind of look good in comparison to people, and that would be if I did well. But I did struggle if, like, there was a leader in a group and they were, like, very talkative. And I can be talkative or not be. Like, if I didn't agree with the way someone was being, or I thought they were cocky, or any type thing, I wouldn't suck up to, like, a leader of a group to try and get invited to that thing, clearly. And that was my problem that Haley always had with things. And, like, I would be, like, mean to Perry. I would be mean to Perry or whatever. And Haley would be like, doesn't he know he has to be, that's the one person he has to be nice to? And, like, I wouldn't treat Perry any differently, even though for a while he was my entire social life kind of center.
I don't know. Maybe you used to hang out with that nice kid, Ryan.
I was just thinking about him today. How I do think of him time to time because I did him dirty. How he initially, he started being very friendly to me after my dad died. I don't know if, like, someone spread a word, like, when someone's parent died, but, like, people were very nice in my school when people's dad died. Like, it wasn't how it would seem in the movie where people, like, isolate you even more. Like, people were, they came with open arms, really. Like, people gave me, like, a gift or whatever, or not so formal always, but, like, just people would be very respectful and open with time. So, like, Ryan, and you know me, I never in early life was, like, active or willing. I never took an interest in actively trying to seek out friends or invite people, but I was starting to get, like, one or two invites or to places and things, like, especially after that. So Ryan had asked me to hang out, and I got close with him, and I was just thinking, what an asshole, kind of, how, like, he was, like, good natured. He played Dad's guitar, and, like, I kind of was nasty that I didn't think he was, like, as cool. Ryan. Yeah. Sinner.
Sinner.
Yeah, that's ironic. Yeah. But then one day he said, contact Zach B. Right, obviously. He said, Zach. He said, contact Zach and ask him if he wants to hang out, because it's getting a little boring, just me and you. He didn't say
Zach
that.
Bryant?
That's what Ryan said.
Zach Bryant, he was friends with him?
No, but we were all in class together, and we all knew each other. And there was no one else to hang out with. So he said, it's just us. Like, you know, those kids are Jewish. There weren't many Jewish kids in the school. So the Jewish kids all knew each other. So, and Ryan's Irish. He said, hit them up. Like, they seem to, and I don't know. They would all, because all of our lockers actually were kind of next to each other too. So I hit up Zach and he says, I'm hanging. These weren't my friends at the time, but I had known Corona from back in the Perry days. He said, and I knew Ian from the Perry days. And I was friends with Stephen Farber randomly from my classes. And we watched Prison Break together a little before my dad died. And I knew them through Greg. So Zach says, I'm playing poker with Ian, Corona, and a kid I haven't talked to in years, Trichorus. Ian, Corona, Trichorus, come over. So that was who Zach was hanging out with. Ian, Corona, Trichorus. They weren't hanging out with me, those kids. Zach was the one hanging out with them. And Zach ended up hating Corona, resenting Ian for not, like, smoking pot or, like, being cool around girls or I don't even know what. Or, like, not being, like, willing to, like, give Zach, like, his house to do things. I don't know. But, and then Trichorus and me kind of had a falling out that, like, we got in trouble together with an Alex Gottlieb thing in fifth grade. Like, Steve, he was saying nasty things to her, pretending to be me, because, like, I wanted to date her or something. So we have phone calls home. Me, and then I didn't invite Trichorus to my bar mitzvah in seventh grade. So, like, Steven and I were not close until we started hanging out. Steven and I realized we were more alike, I guess, than, like, Zach or Ian or whatever, oddly. we were both a little antisocial. So it was kind of me, Corona, and Trichorus ended up being a problem. But that was how the Jews crew formed. Ryan told me to hit up Zach, and Zach said to me, it's cool if you come over. Oh, like, that's fine. We think you're fun. Like, my dad died 6 months before, and people were being really nice. He says, it's totally fine if you come over tonight for poker. We're going to be at Ian's with Corona, and we want Farber to come, but Farber ditches us to hang out with Jordan Wasserman. So Trichorus would be there, us four. But don't bring Ryan. So I kind of hung up, and then, like, I was telling Ryan, I had, like, a dead look in my face. I told Ryan after that, like, a few hours after, or, like, 45 minutes after. Yeah, Zach said, I don't know. Are you good to go, Ryan? Everything fine? Like, do you want to go home now? And then he kind of sighs. He says, I may have told him that Zach said he didn't want you coming. I'm such an idiot, a jerk, but I think I told him that. And then he said, you're going to Zach's, aren't you? When, like, I asked Ryan to leave later. So I went to one group, and that was the last I ever saw Ryan.
So you will then service
him
a
little bit, and then you serve that. Yeah. I am a completely different human being from the person I was around when Dad died, and before and even after. But, like, I don't think I did anything right those days except for kind of embarrass myself to make people laugh. And I knew the chickens would come to roost one day, but that was really the identity. And it manifested through college. Like, Ian introduced me to his friends, and I stuck with people I knew through college. And I literally just stick with the idea of just being, like, kind of a maniac clown looking for laughs. And then the only people who stuck were so desperate themselves, and then this kid who thinks he could take advantage of me, this asshole. But it really all stems from just me not being a decent person in general, and to Ryan Sinner. And I thought that I am such a jerk that he wouldn't have done me like that. He would have done the opposite of what this Ryan did.
You should look him up and see
what he's doing. Yeah, I think the last I saw, he was, like, either graduating Nassau or, like, kind of single in a room alone, depressed. So clearly we still have so much in common.
He
was nice and smart, too, but he was never interested. If you compare me to Giamatti's character, I would say, like, almost like Ryan was more of a Harvey Picard, that, like, Ryan's the type to be, like, smart and still work in, like, a hospital, like, handing out pills. That, yeah.
It's all very good, but, you know, it's good to reflect, but I think you do a lot of...
Yeah, this is all I really did with the therapist, and, like, the size you're giving me now... Joseph's were like, he would literally make those sounds as an indication I'm droning on 45 minutes in. So I'm like, I'm paying like $100 a session, and this guy hates me in the stories I do. Hate, despises my stories.
I think you should deal with things more than here and now.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Alright,
I'm gonna try it now.
I think you see it. Yeah.
like, rehashing every aspect of their life, let alone listen to someone else's, you know,
I like to tell stories from talking to Nani so long, just mindless, horrible stories about Esther, and I don't know.
But thank you for a hearing test Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll see what she selectively hears after that, but that's who I am. That's really my life, what I'm telling you. And I wrote all of it down. I have like 8,000 pages or whatever that I wrote. So, what? I do hate him, but I'm going to try and be the best person I can possibly. I'm going to try to grow into a person that can forgive someone for wanting to kill my mother. And you must think I'm so sick how I acted so nonchalant and casual and like, don't say I sounded smart, because I was purposely playing dumb in those calls to Ryan.
Well,
I was purposely acting like an idiot.
Like, right away shut it down. Like, I don't know why.
Because I was in such shock. I needed to hear it. No, that's what it was. I was so mortified. I needed to confirm the things I was getting. So I needed to just keep talking.
If I know. Who would know how to act in a situation like that?
No, it's true. Like, it's I never saw it coming in a million years, anyone ever speaking to me. I thought, like, security. Harrison gets mad at me if I feel that, like, I'm in danger walking down a bad sidewalk. But, like, this was the most direct, worst thing I've never in my life. This thing. Like, the inhumanity that must be stemming from it is beyond comprehension and conception. I'm a life force parasitingly draining you.
I'll see you next week.
Will you now? That would be lovely. There's an amazing pizza place next to us, or we could do anything. That would be nice.
Have a nice dinner.
Yeah, let's not be a war. Like, all. I'm sorry for comparing the. I don't want to gaslight you saying what Joe did to me is similar. Like, to me, it felt similar, but, like, it's so not, because this is a psycho killer, and that was, like, someone who's dating my mother, who's trying to scare me. It felt real. Like, even though Joe's was literally in my face and feeling, what? Feeling so real in my face, though, this is still a million times worse. But, like, kind of the shock and the sting, it's similar, like, this is still a million times worse, but, like, at the time that Joe did the thing, it felt like it did. This one still felt way more evil, cause so premeditated.
No.
I know. All right.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna talk about him anymore. I'm looking forward. If I see you next week for pizza, there's gonna be a lot of toys that come tomorrow, but just put them.
No, there's so many here now.
No, I'm taking them all in 2 weeks, and then you're not really going to have any packages after that. Like, I'm taking them in 2 weeks, and yeah.
Is Harrison going to be in London?
That's to be announced. I don't.
What happened?
Oh no, I guess he will. No, I'm just saying, like, I think he's going to end up being, but, like, Ryan would just get me to, like, speak, like, how, like, I'm a loser and, like, I come from a loser family. I feel guilty now, even, like, making, like, a mean joke or anything. If I say, like, the girl isn't like Harrison, like, he's gonna, like, get his heart broken or, like, cry or something. Like, just...
Who has a friend?
Well, I don't know, like, if... I'll ask him tonight, like, what his game, like, what he's gonna do there. No, but I'll ask him, like, what he's doing there. Like, he would say to me, like, oh, like, he'll tell me if I ask him. He'll say, oh, she has some friend she'll introduce me to, or, oh, I'm just going to wing it. Like, he'll tell me, like, either way. But, like, he's my literal only friend. And he's such a good, like, words came in. I feel so bad anytime, like, I've ever just, like, judged him for being, like, uptight or... on me, even, like, it was obviously all always trying to help me, but, like, seeing the other end of it. But they're legitimate psychopaths who pose as friends. You don't have much to say about it. Like, Harrison and Ryan, like, not even up for comparison. You're looking at two different species. One is a rabid dog, one is a mensch.
You should look at it like Nani. Nani had, like, very good friends from her whole life.
Yeah, tell me about. Well, is it?
Now that Poppy died, and a lot.
They don't. They don't bother with her now that it's just her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're close to her, but she doesn't seem to be good. So what you have to do is you can't meet somebody and automatically know that this is going to be your trusting one.
No. Like, I thought. I I was so no, my judgment though, that like, if some, I would never go to any type of environment to meet someone in any type of way like that anymore. Like, Ryan had a lot of credibility with me. His dad was my track coach, and like things. So it's weird, but like, if aside from having like a shitload of tattoos, piercings, which he doesn't have or anything, but like, if there's any type of place where someone is like from, has been, does like a jail thing, like, oh, this person's been to jail, like, that's not a person for me. That used to be like, oh, I'll get to know them and see like their character. They probably learned a lot. So naive and bullish, stupid. Like, cause I did, like, I thought I could like show people like a better way of doing things. So naive. Like, what are you talking about, though? Like, that shouldn't be not true. Like, I have a now third eye of what I see people.
It's very hard to go out and seek a friend. Let's say, this is going to be the person I can trust.
Oh, no. It's not that. I'm just deselecting people who are trouble. I'm just saying I'm doing what normal people do. I'm not going to go out looking for trouble or condoning. That was why actually Corona stopped talking to me. He says, Ryan's such bad news, you just give him... He said, Corona accused me, which is true, though. I gassed him up and improved Ryan's confidence to make him think he could do anything, because I just like the silliness and think it's cool and funny and crazy, the cringy, horrible things Ryan said. But, like, he would lie a lot and talk himself up, acting like he does, like, cool and, like, prosperous things, even amidst like anything bad. It would be like, oh, you had to do it, bro. It would be psychopath rationalizing, but like, I don't know, like, I grew up watching things like Seinfeld, where it was funny to have friends with like a Kramer or a Newman or something. It was like goofy, but like, or like George like killed his, I no not even no like I'm just saying that like, I thought interesting and weird characters was a way to get like cool literature and find out funny stories. I now see that if someone's a loon, then they can very well hurt you if you give a damn either way.
Well, I was
so naive.
It sometimes takes time to meet people and to become friends with them. But like, Nani is like older and she's meeting people, and I'm sure she doesn't feel the trust she felt with those other
yeah.
friends. But she is getting
that's
out
true.
Just to meet people. So don't put me so hard on yourself. Like, just get out and meet new people. And if they're not your best friends, maybe someone you can find a connection with, either a guy friend or a girl friend. Like, it's just, I don't mean a girlfriend. I mean a friend who's a girl, you know? Like,
that's not friends. Even a thing.
You know, there are people, humans, go to these things.
I know. No, you're actually right, though. Like, I'm much more likely to meet someone who, well, I don't know. I don't know. Is that fair to them? Much more likely to meet a safe person?
I have a headache.
Anything else? I don't know. I'm just feeling a lot of love and hope only for my, like, for my family and every family who's, like, who's good. Like, I don't know. It's so tribal, though. Like, us versus insane people. Because there are so many people that are like, but, like, I definitely sympathize. When you see psycho murderous people who love Trump, you sympathize with someone like Ansu, who acts so crazy liberal. But it's not even about that. It's, I didn't have my wits about me, and I need to stop making it about other people, and I need to do more, like, of what you do, and, like, take the responsibility, but, like, I need to look at the things I did and not, like, blame Ryan. Because, like, I let him get away with a lot. I let him get away with a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so naive. I used to ask stupid questions, like, how does one cure naivety, but it's more that you have to stop being a know-it-all twat.
Be open-minded.
I
too tired now. I really am. I just did two loads of work. My legs are gonna have to lie down for a minute. All right. Love you.
Love you. Have fun today. I'll have fun with I'm getting sushi with Harrison. Yeah, I'm excited about it, so it'll be good. Yeah. And I'm studying code today. Like, the code is, like, good. I'm doing better in it, so, like, it's a real positive for me. And I'm really appreciating the smaller things, though, like, not feeling like my life is over if, like, one friendship ends or you're right, it shouldn't be the end or the beginning of a world of the friendship. I should just casually know people, but, like, I don't know. I don't know. It's not that easy to meet people now. It really isn't. So, like, I asked him, to come to Brooklyn, like, a few months ago if he wanted to, like, anytime in the summer to get food, and he never responded. And we've, like, talked since, but, like, he didn't express an interest in wanting to chill. He's doing things, like, he just got engaged. What? I think he actually travels a lot with a girlfriend. And goes, like, if I'm by, I will contact Ian if I'm, like, around by you for, like, a day. I think he, like, crashes. No, he crashes at his house, like, when he's not visiting. Yeah, that's some. The last time we spoke, I called him a stupid spick because he called me a fuck-faced Jew. Because I got into a fight with him because he was telling me the code would be the bane of my existence. And if I don't do accounting, I'm a stupid shit. I know, it was a year ago, and I ended with calling him a fucking spick. And it was...
I've heard enough.
I have my problems, too.
Love you.
Love you, bye. See ya. Oh, my God.